threat in our environment. In our relatively safe and comfortable modern world, you might go a long time without feeling any fear at all. Yet, for better or for worse, we humans are also prone to another type of fear, and that's the type I'll be addressing in this book. Psychological fear covers a range of emotions, from societal anxiety to feelings of unworthiness, to worries about scarcity that have nothing to do with our survival. We fear that others will not like us, that we will fail to reach a goal we hold dear, or that a decision we made in the past has control over our future. We fear that our future happiness will be compromised, that we will lose something or someone we cherish, or that something about us is fundamentally bad, flawed, inferior, or unlovable. Psychological fear is so prevalent today that many people live in a nearly perpetual state of fear and don't even realize it. Some will deny this, but if you look closely, you'll find that the fear is there, lurking just beneath the surface and controlling their actions and reactions. Many fear they won't succeed financially, or experience contentment and joy in their relationships, or find perfection in their physical appearance. While they may tell themselves that they are free, their actions tell a different story. And this includes those instances when the mind justifies the actions as, "This is what I really want," rather than, "I'm doing this because I am afraid." From this perspective, we can see that psychological fear is a corrosive thread that runs through many aspects of our lives. Sadly, the physical responses to psychological fear versus physical fear are often very similar. A racing heart, sweaty palms, a stomach twisted in knots. Our bodies endure an inordinate amount of physical stress that over the course of a lifetime can have harmful consequences. Even though we have more resources than our ancestors could have ever dreamed of, and access to modern medicines and technologies that keep us physically safer than any previous generation, we nevertheless spend our days in a state of sustained, elevated stress. Left unchecked, psychological fear can lead us to make strict agreements about who we trust, where to go, and how to live. It can cloud our judgment, causing us to overestimate the dangers we face, while underestimating our own ability to handle them. It can limit our possibilities in life as we opt out of situations that we perceive as threatening, regardless of whether or not they truly are. It can impact our relationships as we attempt to shelter our loved ones and then become frustrated when they question or rebel against these so-called dangers. Long after the arrow has been removed, the poison of psychological fear lingers, turning us into prisoners of our own minds. The marketing and advertising industries have long harnessed the power of physical fear for financial gain. Through ads and stories, they suggest that we will miss out on pleasure, connection, beauty, and ease if we don't buy what their clients are selling. Many companies reap huge profits by stoking our fears of crime, violence, or invasion by a nefarious other. We buy products to feel safer, to feel more in control. Whether that safety is real or only perceived doesn't matter. For the moment, clicking that Buy Now button offers a simple, accessible way to quiet the fear that something could go wrong or somehow be vaguely better. By tapping into our reserves of fear, adept marketers can persuade us that we will regret not taking action immediately. Never mind whether that action is a beneficial one or not. For peace of mind, we follow their lead. Our culture in general prods us to endlessly pursue financial goals, acquire objects that convey our status, or attain some special standing in the community, administering a massive dose of stress. This may motivate us in the short term, but ultimately drains our inner resources. For all of the fear present in the culture at large, much of the damage is woefully self-inflicted.